This is Valerie Van Boeven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with 3 or more years of experience in the market share their advice. So let's get to it and reintroduce someone in a few sentences. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, everybody. My name is Annalie Kruger. I have a company that I started in 2011. It's called Care Right Incorporated. I left corporate America because the CCRC, the Continuing Care Retirement Community that I was working at, was just so utterly toxic, downright evil, that I said enough of that. even though I had been an employee for 18 years, I put on my entrepreneur hat and thought, well, if I'm going to go out on my own, then I can at least build my team and manage the corporate culture and have a healthy, fun environment and actually train my team and recruit the right people on the team. So I started Care Right in 2011. I work with families all across the country. I've been virtual since 2012. So thankfully, it didn't take a pandemic for me to be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I facilitate family meetings with families with aging loved ones, and we develop customized aging plans. So as a social worker and a family mediator, I have 5 to 8 family meetings, depends on the family dynamics and the complexity of the case. But we lay out what's working well, what's not working well with caregiving or with how your parents are doing at home, or if they're in a care community, how well are they being taken care of? And then we put a plan together to make sure that the family and the loved ones have the right supports in place, and we help them oversee their care and work as patient advocates. We also teach our clients how to, because I have kind of 2 versions. One is a do-it-yourself. So we teach families how to do tours of these care communities, how to interview home care companies, how to be a patient advocate. We have a 6-page checklist for those that want to do it themselves. Otherwise, we have the other version where it's done for you or done with you. Today, I wanted to talk about self-care. So, because even before the pandemic, like I said, I left corporate America because the culture was just so awful. Like, I was being bullied. And honestly, I'm going to share something like super private, but I had just left an abusive marriage. So I had vowed to myself that when I left my husband, that I would never put myself in an unhealthy relationship / environment ever again, because it damn near killed me to be with him. So then when I work in this toxic workplace culture, I'm like, this just isn't healthy. So I started my own company. Today, I wanted to talk about, if you're in the same boat where you're in a workplace culture that's not healthy, how can you take care of yourself the best way if you still want to stay working within that environment, or do you have what it takes maybe to the courage to leave your job and start your own company so that you can build your business opposite of how corporate America does it? Because that's what I did.
Yep, absolutely. You're speaking to a registered nurse here and lots of nurses across the country and business owners and folks who are working in a corporate environment still, or in a hospital setting, maybe in a SNF setting or an independent living setting, but you're talking to a lot of people out there who have maybe in the past, and we just talked about this before we started, but I haven't really done patient care in a hospital in 15 to 20 years. I keep my license active because you just never know.
Right.
But somebody would have to teach me the ropes a little bit. Some of it's riding a bike and some of it is not. So so if I had to go back to that, I could. But I left that environment because of, I don't know if I recognize it as a toxic environment, but I recognized it as a seasoned nurse when I left, very dysfunctional environment. It not just the corporate level, but also that the staff level, nurses in particular, tend to be fairly dysfunctional people. And that's not a it's just because we're caregivers. Mm-hmm. And right. There's a reason why someone becomes a caregiver in their lifetime. It's because of an environment that they lived in where they were trying to fix things or not be the reason things were bad. And so as nurses are and caregivers as a culture, we tend to be fixers because we fixed things when we were little or wanted to fix things or didn't want to be the cause of more trouble. So and when you top that off with an environment, whether it's a hospital setting or other corporate culture, that doesn't really seemingly care how many hours you worked or how understaffed you are or mm-hmm. how dangerous it is to care mm-hmm. for very sick patients in bad ratios. 1 to 7 is not a good ratio for a nurse on a floor. So anyway, I totally agree with you. And I'm glad you got out of the situation. So many nurses are in that situation and other people. Mm-hmm. And we perpetuate our own bad situations because we're accustomed to drama in our lives all the time. Mm-hmm. So some of it is self issues. And then we work in a culture that is, we just can't even see the forest for the trees.
Right.
Negative environment. So I'll shut up and let you talk now.
And I had been really blessed, like, because it is a blessing when you actually work for companies that do respect you and treat you well and want you to succeed. And I had come from that environment from two companies that I worked at previously. But when I moved from the state that I was in to the other state when I got married, and then I worked at this facility that was just, it was just plain evil. And I'm just like, oh my God, like it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And so today I wanted to just give some tips on self-care, because everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, I say this every day to families that I'm working with as a consultant, like you have to take care of yourself. And I am the biggest hypocrite you'll ever meet, because I say this literally every day to 8 to 10 families every single day, because I'm booked all day and all night long. And I always am harping on my clients, you need to carve out time for self-care. You need to eat healthy and exercise. You know what? I'm sitting over here. I am 50 pounds overweight. I sleep 4 or 5 hours a night because I have all this stuff going on with clients. And I actually have like 3 businesses, but like we are just prone to, a lot of us are type A people, we're natural caregivers, and we always fail to take care of ourselves because we're busy taking care of other people. But guess what? That lands us in not a good position, right? We know that even as family caregivers, they're more prone to anxiety, depression, insomnia, changes in their weight, changes in just their personality, where they become someone they don't like. And I found myself falling into that same trap, because I can't stress enough, if you learn one thing from today, I can't tell you enough how important it is that you need to step away and you need to come up for air and you need to get clarity, because you don't want to end up being 50 or 60 pounds overweight just because you're working all the time and you're stressed out and you're binge eating or you didn't eat all day. So then when you finally do get done with your last client at night, you're like eating that entire pizza and damn, that feels good. But then you're like, crap, I can't get my pants zipped. What the heck? So eating healthy, I'm sure those of you that are listening to this or watching this are in that same boat, where we tell our families and our patients and our clients to take care of yourself, but we need to also do the same thing, because it is true. Like if we aren't our best selves, we aren't going to be our best nurse or our best social worker or our best spouse or our best mother or our best daughter or the best niece. Like we're not going to be our best, and we want to really be our best. And it takes time and effort and energy. But what an investment. Like we want to invest in ourselves so that we can continue to do our mission, which is investing and helping other people have successful outcomes and better quality care as well, right? But it has to start with us, inside of us, to be able to say, look, you know what? I deserve to take care of myself. I deserve to take an hour in the morning to not check Facebook, to not do any of that other crap that's distracting, and actually like get out there, lace up your shoes and go for a walk and listen to the birds. Or I'm in Florida, so I watch the alligators to make sure that they're staying where they should. Otherwise, you're going to see this little 50 pound overweight little social worker like running her tail off, like away from the gator. But it's part of my exercise program. But I wanted to just talk about self-care. I know we're just kind of like having some fun with a really serious topic, but like you have to also enjoy life and laughter and not let that get lost in the shuffle. Like enjoy when things don't go quite right. Just instead of getting all bent out of shape, maybe just kind of take a step back and be like, okay, this sucked, but there's worse things that could have happened. Right. So like this morning I bumped my, because I broke it. So I have these huge, big ass coffee cups. And they're like 6 cups per like cup. Right. So they're like big. And wouldn't you know it, I bumped it with my fat elbow today, and the whole thing went full of coffee, and the whole thing went all over my kitchen. So Anna Lee from last week would have been like dropping F-bombs and like all sorts of stuff. But I had some epiphanies over the weekend about, you know what? I am so short-tempered. I'm not myself. I'm not sleeping. I'm waking, when I do fall asleep, I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like gasping for air because I'm like, you know, and so that's what happens. You have to listen to your body. And when it's telling you this stuff, you're overstressed and you have to step back. So if I would have knocked my coffee cup over, even as of last Friday, I would have been like ballistic Anna Lee. But today I laughed because I've been listening to like relaxing, calm, like music. For me, it's music works for me. So I've had that app playing basically nonstop, and it works for me. I've also actually taken time out. I've said no to some events and people so that I could actually take time this weekend to start exercising. And I'm only like, today is what, Tuesday? I'm only 4 days into actually exercising every day. I'm smiling. The coffee thing didn't even faze me. I'm like, huh, that sucks. Good thing I have another cup. Right? So when you start feeling like anxious all the time and like, oh my God, if one more thing goes awry, I'm going to freak out. That's your body telling you and your mind telling you, you have to slow down. And if you need to, you know, now's the time to be looking at different jobs. You know, there's in healthcare, we have the upper hand for once. We have the upper hand because we can get a job. Like if you're an employee, you can get a job wherever, basically wherever you want to.
Yeah, you can.
But finally we have the upper hand, but you know, just, you know the warning signs of an unhealthy workplace culture too. Like when I was still an employee, I did a tour of the facility because I've always been in long-term care. So I always toured the facility as like a just regular person, not as an applicant, just so that I could get a sense of like, okay, does it smell good? Are they responding to the residents? But I didn't have a chance to do that with this last position as an employee. And, the culture, I knew within the first week of working there that it was a huge mistake. And so listen, we in healthcare, I have to say, we do have good intuition because we're caregivers, but you have to listen to not only yourself, but also listen to your environment, like follow your gut. If your gut is saying, look, this place is going to be just as unhealthy as the last place I worked, either keep looking or you know what? Take the courage and start your own consulting company. Now is the time with a pandemic. Families are looking for help, right? They're looking for help. So start your own consulting company. And Valerie's done it. I've done it. Like if you need help, we're here to help you too. Like sort out how to even get this thing launched. You know, I started out with one company. Now I have three. I wrote a book called The Invisible Patient, The Emotional, Physical, and Financial Toll of Family Caregiving. So I wrote this and finished this up in November. Do things that make your heart pound. And if your current job or employer isn't making your heart pound, like I'm here to tell you, life is too short. Find something that makes your heart pound.
Yeah. And I think as we get older, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 50.
50.
Okay. Well, I'm 51. And I will say this. and you can call it midlife crisis. I don't know if crisis is really the way to describe it at all. I didn't go by
awareness
Ferrari. Yeah, awareness. But you realize that your days have an expiration date. You know that you have an expiration date, and you know that it's in the next 40, 30 years or so. You realize how fast this last 50 years has gone by, and the lifetimes you've lived in the last 50 years. I mean, you've lived so many chapters, and you know that it's, you can see the end of the road, not see it, but you kind of know it's.
Yeah.
So I think when you get to that point, you think to yourself, I only get one of these lives. I get one. And staying up all night working and then trying to work all day, or not getting enough exercise or not getting enough sleep, you know what? These problems are still going to be here tomorrow. And I have to say, in my business, which is mostly online marketing, now for home care and senior care businesses, we don't have a lot of emergencies in our business. So I come from a culture of, emergency right. room and burn trauma and blah, 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 oh, everything's crazy. It took me years to readjust and say, okay, this is not an emergency that there's a typo on the third page inside your website.
Right.
I'll definitely get it fixed because I know that's awful. But unless if your website's down or your email being down is probably the biggest emergency we ever face. And we don't even do that very much. So, there's really to take a step back and say, yes, let's get this taken care of right away. Or if the coffee spilled all over the counter, I know in my head now that I have two choices. I can stand there and fume and fuss and get angry and be crazy, or I can just stand there and look at it and think, I wonder how quickly I can clean up this mess. I wonder how I can stand here and look at this mess and think, okay, let's just move forward step by step and get this mess cleaned up. What a pain in the butt. But, whatever, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You could take two roads. And I'm quick to snap as well, but I'm that kind of personality. But you do, as you get a little older, realize there's a lot of things that just aren't worth it. Just not worth it.
And it's interesting because I'm like, I've got the patience of Job. And so this is how I knew. Plus, I just know myself, right? But this is how I knew. And I'm here to tell you that these signs of burnout and signs of like stress can be pretty subtle at first. And then it's just like caregiving, right? It starts out little, but then it snowballs into something big. And then pretty soon you're like, oh my God, like I am snapping all the time. I'm like getting ticked off over stuff that a year ago I would have laughed at. But I think, when we've all been through such a crappy 2 years with the pandemic and the rioting and our jobs and, whatever it is that's going on in our personal life and in the outside life that we don't have a lot of control over. I think that just I get the sense that a lot of us are just like we've just got some fatigue in general, right? And then when you're working in healthcare and the patients or the clients, we're seeing sicker people than we've ever seen before, especially coming out of the pandemic. I know I see that with my clients because the families couldn't get there to check on them. So they just hoped that their parents were doing okay. And they weren't doing great to start with at home on their own. And so there's just been a lot of self-neglect and stuff. And these families are like finally realizing, they're really blindsided because they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize mom wasn't taking her meds or that she was falling all the time. Or now her whole house smells like urine because we didn't realize she was incontinent because they hadn't seen her for a year. Right. So like we're working with difficult situations that are emotionally taxing on us, not physically taxing. I just sit on the computer on Zoom all day and consult with families and put their aging plans in place. But it's mental draining because as you can imagine with my clients, no one ever calls me because things are going well, right?
Right.
Like dad fell, he broke his hip. He's in the hospital. He's going to be discharged. We don't know what to do. He's a caregiver of mom with dementia, so it's all like mentally taxing. And when you're a caregiver, you kind of absorb that pain and that energy from your clients and your patients as well. One thing I wanted to, because I know we want to wrap up here pretty soon. One thing I wanted to just kind of throw out there is not only the self-care piece for healthcare workers, but I know that with the pandemic, it's, you know, people are working double shifts more often than they aren't. And I started the Care Crusade. It's a nonprofit. I'm still getting all the paperwork in order, but it's a nonprofit for families, consumers, and healthcare workers who are having or have had a less than great experience in the healthcare model that we have. So I have a patient advocacy division where we do senior care advocacy. We're in and out of these facilities, or we're teaching families how to advocate for their loved one to make sure they're getting bathed and their meds and their compression socks on and all that kind of stuff. But this Care Crusade is a national mission to improve the quality of care for all patients, young and old, but with definitely with an emphasis in the senior care space, because we've got seniors and vulnerable adults and dementia patients that absolutely cannot advocate for themselves. The World Health Organization in 2020 did a study. They found that 64% of nursing home staff admitted to neglecting and abusing their residents. So, I mean, I know that this is a fact because I have a patient advocacy division, but families are like, what? No, we pay $12,000 a month for mom to be in a facility. Of course, they're going to take care of her. And I'm like, but, you know, it's part of it is we've got good, most of the people in healthcare are good people. They're just working within a broken system. So I know most of my nursing and healthcare colleagues, they really want to do a good job and they really want to take the best care of their patients and residents, but they're working with a broken system, or they're on day five of a double shift. And you can only, like, we only have so much capacity with us before we start breaking down, whether emotionally or physically. Yes. So if the Care Crusade strikes home and you are wanting to maybe shift into something different, you know, and want to learn more about either CareRight or Care Crusade, or you're a family caregiver too, of taking care of like your own family members, plus you're caregiving to other people's families during the day, you just can't get away from it, right? You might want to think about the book. It's on Amazon, it's on Audible and Kindle too. So take care of yourselves. I know it's easier. I know it's easier said than done, but just don't let yourselves get so run down that you hate your profession and want to leave it, because you know what? We need all of you good ones out there.
Yes, we need caregivers of all licenses and all types as much as possible. And I do believe that everyone as a caregiver, their intentions are good, and we want, but you can't move if you weigh 100 pounds, you can't move a 300-pound person right. without 300-pound person without hurting yourself. And I can remember as a young nurse doing that all the time, trying to do that all the time by myself because we were understaffed. And I knew if I didn't turn that patient or do whatever I needed to do, that it was going to be trouble. And they deserve to have good care. They deserve to have whatever. So. We have people that are really wearing their bodies out, and they're wearing themselves out up here, and everybody's tired. So I will make sure that Care Crusade and your book are both, which I love both, are with this interview. We will make sure that all the links are there and how you find the book, everything's there for folks. And we'll make sure this video gets to some of our groups out there on Facebook that can really use words of encouragement. And
that's just it. I don't want you guys thinking, or men and women, gals, men, whatever. I don't want you thinking you're in this all by yourself, that you're not appreciated, because I know you are appreciated, but you just might not feel like it because you're in an environment that's not conducive to making you feel good about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annalie. It's so good to get back in touch with you again. See how things are going. I'm so glad you're here. Let's not wait a long time to have you on again and talk more about self-care, because I think everybody will love this.
And thanks for all you do too, Valerie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.